Time for a sports wrap-up. Baseball's postseason starts this week. The regular season ended with a bang yesterday as Henderson Alvarez of the Miami Marlins pitched a no-hitter.
Dodds checks away, it gets away!
So many tried this season, he did it. Well, the final playoff spot will be determined tonight when the Texas Rangers and the Tampa Bay Rays play a tiebreaker to decide which will be the last American League wildcard team going forward and which will be going golfing. Whoever wins, it could be one and done if they lose to the Cleveland Indians Wednesday night. The National League wildcard game is tomorrow, the Cincinnati Reds playing the Pirates in Pittsburgh. So Los Angeles, Atlanta, St. Louis, Detroit, Oakland, and Boston already in the playoffs. Their runs begin end of the week. And speaking of running.
38, so he's got 30 seconds to go. He's going to do that. Look at this. The world record has gone to Wilson Kipsang of Kenya.
Running is what they were doing in Berlin on Sunday. Wilson Kipsang running the marathon in 2 hours, 3 minutes, 23 seconds. But here and now's marathon man Alex Ashluck has a quick deconstruction. You say maybe not a world record. What?
Well, first of all, I don't want to diminish what he did yesterday. In fact, he set out to run a world record, Robin. He planned to run a world record in that race yesterday, and that's what he did. But you know what? It's not the fastest marathon ever.
Well, so how could that be?
Well, you remember this. 2 years ago, another Kenyan, Jeffrey Mutai, won the Boston Marathon in 2 hours, 3 minutes, and 2 seconds. Last time I looked at a clock, that's faster than the time Kipsang ran yesterday.
It's about 20 seconds faster. This bothers you. What happened here?
It does bother me because most of the stories being written about Kipsang's record today aren't even mentioning what Mutai did, and that's because the Boston Marathon course is not certified for world records these days. It's a point-to-point course. It starts out in rural Massachusetts and finishes in downtown Boston. Those are different places, obviously. Official world records can apparently be set only on loop courses like Berlin, which starts and finishes in the same place.
And you were telling me that yesterday's record was the 8th world record set in Berlin in the last 15 years.
This is the place to do it if you want to set a world record in the marathon. It's a flat, fast course. No hills like Heartbreak Hill here in Boston. And maybe that's the problem with even saying that someone has set a world record in the marathon. Robin, I spoke to an Australian marathoner, Rob DiCastella, about this after Jeff Mutai's great run here in Boston a couple of years ago. This is someone who has a world record in the marathon, but let's listen to what he said.
There's no such thing as world records in the marathon. Let's be sensible about this. Every course is different. You know, it's not like it's a 400-meter track where you can standardize things. The marathon is unpredictable. It's variable. It has a certain mystique and a romance about it. And that's the beauty of it.
And it does, Robin, make for an interesting debate about who is the fastest. And there will be new chapters added in other marathons this fall. The Chicago Marathon is up next. That's on October 13th. New York comes up on November 3rd. And that man I mentioned earlier who ran the fastest ever marathon here in Boston, Jeffrey Mutai, is scheduled to run in New York. So get your stopwatches ready.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, Jeffrey Mutai won 20 seconds faster than Wilson Kipsang just did in Berlin. But it's Wilson Kipsang who holds the world record.
He'll have the official world record just as Berlin does for the course it was set on.
Yeah. Here now is Alex Ashluck. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Robin.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Constant Contact, offering small businesses online tools like social media, event, and email marketing from one login at constantcontact.com. And Lumosity.com, dedicated to improving memory and attention with neuroscience-based games for the brain at Lumosity.com.